All right. Well, we are here with Congressman Joe Wilson. I tell you what, it is caucus night in Iowa. Yes, yes. What do you have to say about all that, Joe?
Well, I'm really hopeful that a record number of people, and I believe they will participate. But the great thing, Ann, is that South Carolina becomes the center of the world a week from tomorrow. And so the candidates will be coming through our state. We get to meet the candidates. We get to almost one-on-one. If people really want to, they'll be able to meet multiple candidates. And so I'm really excited. And for 10 days, South Carolina, again, will be the focus of international media, American media. And something that's occurred is that when people interview people in South Carolina, they find out that we're a composite of America. We've got people from every state, almost every country, who've moved here due to the quality of life. And so it's
a lot of retirees.
These are retirees and also mid-level business executives who've been transferred here. So it's really exciting. And to me, it makes South Carolina look very, very good. And then I believe whoever South Carolina votes for, that we will, again, in the tradition of Ronald Reagan, pick the winner.
Pick the winner of yes. the primary, of the presidential
election. And so, and I'm glad you asked that, because I'm in it to have a double meaning. We need to change the current president. His policies have failed on what's so important, and that is creating jobs. By spending the $1 trillion that he did on the stimulus, sadly, unemployment went above 8%, even though he promised it would not. And sadly, for 34 months, we've had unemployment over 8%. We have many families, Ann, who are hurting as people are listening to the radio today. It is wrecking their lives. We need to change course. We need to elect a new president who understands that job creation is very important to create the ability for small businesses and for private enterprise, not government, to create jobs.
Well, you know, one of the things that has bothered me a lot, Joe, is we've had the party of no and we've had the party of yes, and we haven't seemed to be able to come together in the whole last year. I mean, this is the type of thing that's really hurting our country. How can we get to a point? I know we have the presidential election in November, right. But we got a long time between January and November. We have to start changing the tide now.
And it's really sad to me, but the good news is this. Through talk radio, through the internet, through 24-hour news, people now know the truth. And the truth is that the Republicans, the conservatives in the House, people like Jeff Duncan, have passed over 28 bills to create jobs. But sadly, they've been blocked in the Senate. And the good news, Senator Lindsey Graham, Senator Jim DeMint, have been in the forefront of trying to get votes, positive votes, to create jobs. But we in the House, the conservatives, will continue to pass bills and let the American people, through talk radio, know what we're doing.
Well, that's, I think that's good, but I just am so concerned about how we get where we're going. It's like passing the two-month payroll holiday, whatever you would like to call it. Yeah. I mean, that, and then the president sat there, Congress, people were waiting to see what was going to happen. In the end, nothing happened. We still had 2 months.
And we worked very hard for a year, and ironically, the president said that there needed to be a one-year payroll holiday. And sadly, he changed his mind for the 2 months. And something very significant is that the conservatives provided for a two-year extension of the physician's reimbursement. That's very helpful to the senior citizens of our country. But sadly, the president changed his mind again just for 2 months. And this is very difficult on doctors. They don't know if they're going to be paid. And so this is so wrong. And we're going to go back and again point these issues out. But I have to tell you that the American people now know better because of the benefit of talk radio.
Absolutely. Talk radio is a great medium. But what do you think about this $1.2 trillion? I think it's we've got to raise the debt ceiling, and that was part of the deal from August. I mean, the people are looking at this and going, now we were at 15, that'll mean 16. Where are we going, Joe?
And the president has said that the level of spending is not sustainable. Sadly, he said that in February 2009 when the deficit was a gruesome $600 billion. He immediately then worked to double the deficit. And so if it was not sustainable at $600 billion, our country is at risk. The young people of our country are at risk, senior citizens, the value of the dollar. Think of Social Security if you were to cut the value of the dollar in half, and Social Security then would be cut in half. And so we need to change course. And I am very concerned that what the president has come up every time is to borrow more, tax more, spend more, which destroys jobs. The Obamacare is a threat to our senior citizens. The end result of this will be denial of services. It'll be waiting list. Ultimately, it will be catastrophic for the senior citizens of our country.
Now, what about the pipeline? Do you think that that is going to be able to get passed? You and I talked about that a couple, 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
And in 2 months, is that something that will be on the board?
I'm afraid the president is hostage to extremists. And these extremists are against any form of fossil fuel. And you need to understand, they live in high-rise condos in San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Boston. And so when they think of people driving a car, they think it's for leisure, for relaxation. They don't understand that the people who live in South Carolina, Georgia, we commute to get to jobs. And so the president promised to skyrocket energy costs under the belief that people would use other forms of energy. Well, the other forms of energy technologically are not there. So this puts the American people at risk.
And what about Iraq? It seems to me that things look like they could be happening over there. Are they going to be able to handle it? Did we pull out too soon?
I believe that we should have, and I agree with Senator Lindsey Graham. He and I both are Judge Advocate Generals in the Guard, that the president should have pushed for a status of forces agreement, which would allow American troops to back up by way of training the Iraqi forces. We don't need to have American troops. This is good news. In the front lines. The Iraqi security forces are trained, but we know that there is intrusion by Iran. They're trying to destabilize the government of Iraq so that Iran can have more influence to the point of even taking over, and we should have avoided that.
Absolutely. Now, of course, it's caucus night. Any idea who's going to end up there?
And hey, it's the great thing is I understand the weather is good, so there should be a great turnout. And hey, can you imagine bad weather in Iowa? That means 2 feet of snow. But the good news is that I believe that people will get involved. But the best news, of course, is we have New Hampshire and then the most important state of them all, South Carolina. And the attention to our state begins next Wednesday, January the 11th. The primary is on January 21st. I hope people get involved. South Carolina has made such a difference electing presidents. We need to get involved again and elect a new president in November.
But do you have a favorite, Joe?
I have to tell you, I have a personal favorite, and Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is a dear friend of mine, and she's a wonderful lady. But I'm looking at the issues, and I really want to see how these candidates address issues that are important to South Carolina.
They're different than what they are in Iowa.
They are different, and what we have is a president who has been attempting to destroy jobs in South Carolina at Boeing. We have a president who has attempted to cause havoc for the Savannah River site by closing Yucca Mountain. We have a president who has intruded and through court decisions made it not possible for us to determine who are illegal aliens in South Carolina, and then they've come back and made it impossible for us to identify if people are illegal citizens by using a photo ID. And so there seems to be a pattern here of this administration truly, I think, promoting lawlessness because these people are in our country illegally. We could not go to another country. Every country on earth has immigration laws. We need to enforce our laws, and sadly, the president has been working very hard not to enforce laws in our country. And these people come to our country and take jobs from American citizens. And we have 25 million citizens in America today who are looking for full-time employment who can't find it. And one reason they can't find it is because we have illegal aliens coming and working under the table for less than Americans would work. It's not right. And sadly, the current president needs to be changed.
And Joe Wilson, you are up for re-election,
yes,
too, aren't
yes,
you? New
yes.
district for you.
I'm really excited. I'm in transition with Congressman Jeff Duncan and representing all of Aiken County. Currently, I represent 30,000 people in Aiken County, and with the new redistricting, I will represent over 160,000 people, the entire county. And then the district I represent, I'm very excited. I did not want to give up Beaufort and Parris Island, Hilton Head. But the new district, I gain 130,000 people in Aiken County. I go to from 10 counties to 5 counties. I'm very grateful to continue to represent Barnwell County. Then I represent my home county of Lexington. I represent the suburbs of Columbia and Richland, and I represent Western Orangeburg.
Well, Congressman Joe Wilson, it is always a pleasure, and it's so nice to be here tonight with your kickoff campaign here in Aiken.
And thank you for being here. You've added so much to this, and I'm so glad you got to meet so many wonderful people. Aiken County is really special. This is where the Republican Party started. Back in the 1950s, the Savannah Riverside, there was an influx of thousands of people to work here from the Midwest and Northeast. And so in the 1950s, the Republican Party started running local candidates, state, also municipal and state legislative. And then the Republican Party with Barry Goldwater spread to Charleston, Columbia, Greenville in 1964. And then with Ronald Reagan in 1980, the Republican Party spread to the rest of the state. So Aiken County is where the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Yes, you told me they came in and they asked where was the Republican Party, and they said, we don't have one.
Well, it was even worse than that, Ann. What they said, they said the Republican Party left in 1876 with the Union troops. And so, and it did. And so, but it's exciting. And I also, as I'm thinking of people in Greenwood, I want you to know that someone I certainly enjoyed serving with in the state Senate was Senator John Drummond, President of the Senate, Chairman of the Finance Committee. And so even between political parties, we have wonderful people in South Carolina. We may disagree, but I'm very proud that the Republican Party is standing firm for limited government, expanded freedom, and sadly, the other political party has moved so far to the left, promoting big government, which I think limits freedom.
Absolutely. I just think that y'all need to figure out how to work together to get things done for our country.
And it may take change because, sadly, there seems to be a plot to indicate, and I understand today that the chairman of the Democratic National Committee called the Congress the Republican Congress. It's not the Republican Congress. The liberals control the U.S. Senate. It is, as you say, we should be working together. And I'm really hopeful that with the leadership of Jim DeMint, with Lindsey Graham, that there will be legislation. We've passed 30 bills to promote jobs, and sadly, they've not been taken up by the liberals in the Senate. We will pass more with the benefit of talk radio, internet, 24-hour news. The American people will know the truth.
Thank you so much, Congressman Joe Wilson, and good luck.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Joe.